Welcome to the show Business Rumbler, where we discuss and learn new skills, mindsets, and other useful tools on how to start and operate a business. My goal on this podcast is to make business education accessible to everyone and to create a business community that will help cultivate an entrepreneurial mentality and mindset for anyone interested. While you're listening to this podcast, I recommend you make some notes. It's better if you have access to paper and pen. However, if you prefer making notes on your phone or tablet, that's perfect as well. If you get lost or overloaded, you can always refer to the transcript of each episode. For those of you who are experienced enough to find this episode quite basic, I recommend you to stick to the sequence anyway, because the complexity will gradually increase over time. Today, I want to discuss the critical importance of testing ideas in business before implementing them. This process is essential because it helps you avoid numerous potential mistakes and misunderstandings. One of the most crucial aspects is the ability to save money. By testing your idea first, you can determine whether they are worth the investment of your time, money, and attention. Many entrepreneurs engage in guessing games, which often results in significant financial losses rather than gains. Therefore, I urge you to evaluate any idea you intend to implement in your business through this lens of careful testing. The phrase "test before invest" is particularly apt here, as it applies whether you're investing your money or time. So, at the very beginning, I want to emphasize that when you are testing an idea or hypothesis, it is vital to be precise in your formulations. Avoid being vague or abstract. Clarity is the key. For instance, instead of saying, "Let's make a great product and everybody gonna buy it," focus on something specific, more like, "We need to provide different onboarding methods and determine which one is the most effective." Or, for example, "We need to identify all errors in the onboarding process to improve our conversion rates." Being specific in your goals and avoiding obvious suggestions will lead you to more meaningful outcomes. When we are talking about hypothesis, remember, it is not a fact, nor it is not a defect. It is simply an idea, an assumption, or a testable statement proposed to determine if something is true. The purpose of a hypothesis is to predict the outcome of a potential situation and guide decision-making. How we can make hypothesis or idea accurate and clear? The best way to do that is to provide metrics. They are, on the other hand, are numerical indicators that provide essential information about the subject in question. They are crucial because they are present the situation objectively, aiding in decision-making and necessary adjustment. If you plan to undertake any action, ensure you can measure it. And keep that in mind, that your planning shouldn't be a one-time task. It is an ongoing process. Just as you don't go to work only once, planning should be a regular activity. When you generate a hypothesis, you should continuously develop more. Perform regular checks, analyze results, and if it is necessary, start the process again. And at this moment, I want to make a little step aside before we go further. Running a business is challenging, and numerous tasks need to be completed. Entrepreneurs often struggle to delegate responsibilities because they feel personally responsible for their business. However, the mindset of doing everything yourself is unsustainable. No individual can handle all tasks alone. Attempting to do so can lead to excessive stress, anxiety, burnout, or other health issues. Additionally, by not delegating, you miss out the opportunity to exchange ideas, gain insights from others about whether a particular decision is beneficial or not. It is essential to delegate tasks. If necessary, hire specialists, such as designer, developers, marketers, growth hackers, consultants, whatever they might be, and for whatever purpose they may serve. By working together on the same similar hypothesis, a team can achieve even better results. I said that before, and I say that again, and probably always gonna say that. Remember, if you wanna grow a business, DIY or do-it-yourself is evil. Build a team as soon as it possible. In future episodes, we're going to discuss how to do that exactly. So, let's go back to our main topic. The hottest cycles, what is it? In the fast-paced world of product management where market trends and customer preferences evolve rapidly, the ability to adapt and innovate quickly is the key factor for success. Hottie Cycles, which stands for Hypothesis, Action, Data, Insight, offers you a structured method for continuous learning and improvement. This approach allows team to systematically test ideas, collect data, and derive insights that can be used for further development. And before we dive deeper into the Hottie Cycles, let's discuss common mistakes you need to avoid. Novice entrepreneurs often make common errors when working with Hottie Cycles. To prevent these pitfalls, consider the following. First one, avoid obvious hypotheses. For example, stating something like, if we light a candle, we'll create a small flame. Or, if we press a button, something gonna happen. It is redundant and useless. Second one, don't confuse facts with hypotheses. If a process is already established and the outcome is known, such as a clear conversion rate, there is no need to hypothesize that continuing the process will maintain the conversion rate. Instead, hypothesize that altering the process will impact the metric, which is something you can test. Another very crucial moment that you need to clearly define the metric or metrics that will affect your hypothesis. Without a specific metric, testing is pointless, as you won't be able to evaluate the results objectively. Then, plan how you will collect and evaluate the data before starting the test. Failing to do so can lead to confusion and wasted time. In cycle testing, focusing on one idea at a time is essential. By isolating a single variable, you can precisely measure its impact without interference from the other factors. This approach reduces the risk of confusion, enabling a clear understanding of how that variable influences the outcome. Attempting to test multiple ideas simultaneously can lead to mixed results, making it challenging to pinpoint the exact cause of any observed changes. So now we are coming to the moment when we can dive deeper into the stages of the Hottie Cycle. So the Hottie Cycle consists of four essential stages that help product management approach systematically innovation and improvement. First one is hypothesize. Formulate hypothesis based on preliminary data. It might be intuition or user feedback. Ensure that the hypothesis is clearly stated and measurable to evaluate its impact. Second goes action. Once hypothesis is defined, develop and implement specific actions to test it. This might involve launching a minimum viable product, modifying existing functionality, or introducing new features. It might be anything, depends on your purpose. Third goes data. This stage involves collecting and analyzing data from the implemented actions. It's crucial to use predefined metrics to evaluate the results objectively. The last one is insight. Based on the data analysis, teams derive valuable insights and conclusions. This helps determine whether the hypothesis is validated and guides the next step for product improvement. To effectively use Hottie Cycles in product management, you need to identify key areas for improvement in your product or process. Use data and user feedback to formulate specific hypotheses. Plan experiments to test each hypothesis, ensuring you have measurable outcomes. Then implement tools and systems to collect data on user behavior, product performance, and other critical metrics. And on a regular basis, analyze the collected data to evaluate the results of experiments and refine your hypothesis. The insights gained through this process should inform changes to the product or process, whether it involves improving functionality, modifying the user interface, or optimizing workflows. By regularly testing new hypotheses and implementing data-driven improvements, team can remain agile and responsive to market and user needs. And keep in mind that not all hypotheses have to be implemented. Many might be left untested due to a lack of resources and inability to prove their value or other constraints. Some hypotheses, if poorly managed, can even be detrimental to the business, consuming excessive time and resources without yielding positive results. However, successful hypotheses, though few, can lead to significant gains when scaled appropriately. Now, let's look closer at the 6 principles of a successful hypothesis. To make a hypothesis work effectively in Hardy cycle, you need to be, first one, specific. The hypothesis should be specific with a clear metric to test. Here's the example. Hypothesis is, if we add a live chat feature to our website, it will increase customer satisfaction scores by 10%. So let's explain that. This hypothesis is specific, focusing on clear feature, live chat, and measurable outcome, customer satisfaction. Second one, it has to be measurable. The outcome should be measurable to evaluate success. Example, so here our hypothesis. If we send a follow-up email after every purchase, we will see a 15% increase in repeat purchases. So let's explain that. The outcome is 15%. Increase in repeat purchases is quantifiable, allowing for clear evaluation. Third one, it has to be achievable. The hypothesis should be realistic, with the necessary resources to test it. Example, hypothesis is, if we reduce the loading time of our website by 3 seconds, our bounce rate will decrease by 20%. So let's explain that. The goal is realistic and achievable with the available resources, focusing on a specific manageable task. Fourth one, it has to be time-bound. Set appropriate time limits for testing, usually within 1 or 2 weeks. So let's look at the example of hypothesis. If we introduce a referral program, we will increase new customer signs up by 25% within 2 weeks. And explanation. The hypothesis is set within a clear time frame, making it easier to assess the impact quickly. Then goes number 5, clear format. The hypothesis should be structured as, if we do something, then happens something, allowing for clear binary results. So let's look at the example. If we offer free shipping on orders over $50, then our average order value will increase by 15%. Explanation. The pattern, if we do something, then happens something, provides a clear structure allowing for straightforward validation or rejection of the hypothesis. So the last one, number 6, is focus. Test only one hypothesis per indicator to maintain the experiment's integrity. So let's look at the example. If we send a reminder email one day before a webinar, our attendance rate will increase by 20%. And let's explain that. This hypothesis focuses solely on the impact of the reminder email on the attendance rate, without testing other variables like the webinar content or timing. This ensures that the result clearly reflects the effect of the reminder email on the attendance rate, maintaining the integrity of the experiment. So let's discuss now how exactly and where exactly Hardy cycles could be used. Hardy cycles are predominantly used in internet marketing to test strategies like email marketing, SEO optimization, or contextual advertising. However, it is beneficial to approach any idea through the lens of this method, as it allows you to evaluate the success of strategies with a clear, measurable outcome. By framing your hypothesis for new initiatives in a way that can be answered with a straightforward yes or no, you can more effectively determine their viability. I'm going to provide you with the 2 examples of using Hardy cycles, one with positive outcome and another with negative outcome. So let's look at the example number 1, positive outcome in lead generation. Our hypothesis is, if we display 5 ads per day to visitors of our pricing page, we will increase lead generation by 15% within 2 weeks. Here goes the action. We launched a campaign showing 5 targeted ads daily on social media to users who visited our pricing page. The ads included a limited time discount and directed users to a well-designed landing page. Data. Over the next 2 weeks, we monitored the number of ad clicks and conversions into qualified leads. Comparing this data with the previous 2 weeks, insight: lead generation increased by 20%, surpassing our expectations. This confirms that targeting visitors with frequent ads and clear offer is an effective strategy. We'll continue refining this approach. Example number two, negative outcome in email marketing optimization. Hypothesis: if we personalize email subject lines based on the last product viewed, we will increase the open rate by 20%. Action: we created and sent emails with personalized subject lines referencing the last product category a user browsed, such as special deals on electronics just for you. Data: we tracked the open rates and compared them with previous campaigns, also analyzing click-through and purchase rates. Insights: the open rate only increased by 5%, falling short of our 20% target. The results suggest that our approach to personalization was not as effective as anticipated. We will refine our strategy and test different subject line variations. These examples illustrate how the outcome of a Hattie cycle can vary, with one leading to actionable success and other highlighting areas for improvement. Timing is crucial in any business initiative, especially when testing new ideas or strategies. The value of rapid implementation cannot be overstated. Acting quickly allows you to gather real-world data, making adjustments, and improve your approach. While the fear of failure might be a deterrent, it is essential to understand that without encountering setbacks, achieving significant success is nearly impossible. Each failure provides valuable insights, guiding you toward the best version of your strategy. Consider this: the best way to lose money over time is not to invest it. Inflation will gradually erode the purchasing power of your savings, leaving you with less value in the future. Similarly, in business, the cost of inaction is often higher than the cost of a failed experiment. By delaying or hesitating to implement, you risk missing out on opportunities for growth, learning, and competitive advantage. The key is to view each experiment as the step forward, regardless of the immediate outcome. When you test a new idea promptly, you either validate a profitable approach or identify a mistake early, allowing for a course correction without significant losses. In contrast, waiting too long to act may lead to stagnation, where the business loses its momentum and opportunities passing by. In essence, the importance of quick implementation lies in its ability to drive continuous improvement. Each test, regardless of success or failure, moves you closer to a better or more refined strategy. Therefore, it's better to act quickly, embrace the possibility of failure, and use those experiences to build a stronger foundation for long-term success. The alternative, inaction, will almost certainly lead to missed opportunities and ultimately a decline in value. Here's a practical exercise for you. Take a closer look at your sales funnel and identify any weak spots. Use the insights shared in this episode to formulate a hypothesis or idea about specific improvements you can make. If your sales funnel is not yet clearly defined, you can apply this approach to any other area, such as one of your sales or traffic channels. Start by analyzing each stage of your sales funnel or channel to pinpoint where potential drop-offs or inefficiencies occur. For example, you might notice that your conversion rate is lower than expected at a particular stage, or that specific channel is not driving enough quality traffic. Once you have identified these weak points, craft a precise hypothesis. This could be something like, if we streamline our checkout process, we will increase the conversion rate by 15%. Ensure your hypothesis is specific, measurable, and achievable. Next, plan a test to evaluate this hypothesis. Implement the proposed changes and monitor the results. By applying this method, you not only address current weaknesses, but also learn how different changes impact the performance of your sales funnels. This iterative approach enables you to refine your strategies based on real data and improve overall effectiveness. Remember, the goal is to continuously test and optimize. Even if an experiment doesn't yield the desired outcome, the insights gained are important for future improvements. So, take action now and use the information and techniques discussed to enhance your sales funnel or channels. This proactive approach will help you to stay ahead of potential issues and drive better results in the long-term run.
If you're enjoying or learning from this podcast, please subscribe on both Spotify and Apple. A 5-star review would be a wonderful way to support us. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at the address mentioned in the description. This is Levi, signing off.